Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings. Well, greetings, faithful followers. This is your old pal, Brother Jack Angry, bringing you another edition of Movie Night Live from the Monastery of Mayhem. We'll be on with Rachel Rumenchek in just a moment here. Rachel, are you there? Rachel, I see that there's a caller on the line. Can you do me a favor, caller? Hang up and call in again, please. We seem to be having a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm going to ask my co-host, Brother James, to call in right now. So until Rachel should be calling back here in just a moment, and I do apologize for that inconvenience here. So today we're going to be bringing you Rachel Rumenchek, a nationally known writer, blogger, and, you know, she's going to have a lot of interesting things to say. So I would like my co-host, Brother James, to call in. Yes, hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello, caller, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, Rachel, is that you or?
No, it's Brother James. Do I sound like a Rachel to you?
Well, all right, for some reason, Rachel is, she's calling on the other line. I'm going to have her try and call in again if she would, it just dropped here, so I do apologize. Rachel, if you're listening, please try to call in again. Use our guest call-in number of 657-383-0831, please. And if any other whore hosts are listening to the show right now, feel free to give us a call. That number is 657-383-0831. So, Brother James, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Just kind of chilling out before I get ready to run some errands and then hit the gym. I haven't lifted for a few days, so I need to get back to the Temple of Iron.
Well, yes, I guess it's always important. You know, we're hoping Rachel will call in here in just a moment. All right, let's see if she does call back in. Okay. All right, hello, caller, you're on the air.
You got me now?
Oh, yes, I can hear you, Rachel. I apologize for those technical difficulties.
I know, I kept hearing you, and I'm like, typical. I'm running my mouth, and no one's actually listening. Always, story of my life. Like, whatever, it's fine. I got some stuff going on my front table anyway. Let's talk. What's going on?
Well, nothing. We're so glad that you could call in and take this time out of your busy day to talk to us. I want to also,
oh my God,
before we get started.
Of you. I'm never busy.
Okay. Well, that's always good to know. But I do want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, our good friends at www.bingeout.com. They are the proud sponsors of this show. And if for all of your binge out needs, be sure and visit www.bingeout.com. Find out what binges are hot, which ones are not, and maybe find a new one in there also. All right. So, Rachel. So now the description we've met says that you're a writer. So, what genre do you write in? Is it primarily horror, or do you just kind of cover all particular genres?
It's mostly primarily horror, although I kind of like doing the transition to anime horror. I like anime, I like fantasy, but I also like the brutality of the horror genre. I like the freedom that violence gives you without it being a straight-up snuff film, which would make us all a little queasy. Not cool. So I've been doing that, but I've also been kind of slowly moving into a lot of like foreign and alternative horror, just stuff basically like, oh, can I sit through this without dying is what I'm going for.
Okay.
Looking for any kind of movie that touches upon anything that just might make someone maybe want to pass out. I don't know. I want to see if I can handle it and sit through it. So that's kind of where I'm going.
Okay. I also want to give a big shout out to my co-host, Brother James, who's on the line with us. He keeps dropping in and out.
U.S. Cellular fails us again.
Gotta love that. I hope we don't drop off here, Rachel. I mean, our phone service has been a little spotty lately. But anyway, so you said that you do anime porn. I don't think I've ever heard of that genre. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Oh, I said anime horror, but actually anime porn, I'm glad you bring that up because that is a thing. That is completely a thing. A lot of it tends to be fan fiction for people that might just get a little too worked up over their favorite anime characters. But there are actual studios that will actually produce movies as well.
Oh, wow. I don't even know where anime porn came from. I know you did
say
anime horror. Oh, shut up, Brother James.
Yeah, you do.
Yes,
I know
exactly
where it comes from in your little mind.
Yes, I know. I'm the original sick monkey, but that's neither here nor there. And stop reading my brochure, all right? But anyway, Rachel, okay, let's talk about anime. You said anime horror. What are some good examples of that? Is that like, I follow like Big O, Outlaw Star, Pollock, and a few of those anime programs. I don't know that I follow too much anime horror. What are some good examples of that?
Hellsing would actually be a pretty, pretty decent one. I also like a lot of like sci-fi anime. I recently just did an article on Binge Out for Parasite the Maxim, and that was incredible. That was kind of mixed between horror and sci-fi anime. You know, it had the blood and the gore and, you know, just the overall like morbidity to it, but I also had quite a little bit of like underlying profound thoughts, and that's kind of why I like horror anime to begin with. It takes a little bit more than just the fun, fancy, you know, cute characters
mm-hmm.
throwing fireballs at each other, and makes it just a little bit deeper. So Parasite the Maxim is a good one. The first anime that I really got into was Paranoia Agent, and that was a little bit more psychological as well, and Full Metal Alchemist was great. Very, very sci-fi, very scientific, but again, it never really lacked in gore as well, which, to hold my attention, it's got to be a little bloody, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, I'm familiar with Full Metal Alchemist. I mean, that's definitely one of my favorites.
Death Note, I love Death Note. It's not gory so much as far as the rest, but it is. A lot of people do get snuffed out, and it's pretty fascinating.
What do you think of Death Note?
I love it. It's definitely one of my favorites. I don't have a lot of people in anime groups that are too fond of it as well. A lot of people, I think, see it kind of as a sellout. But again, I liked it for the morbidity and the, you know, the profoundness that it kind of brought. I love the mythology aspect, the Shinigami, that's fabulous. I'm obsessed with Japanese culture,
mm-hmm.
probably because I'm too poor to actually go to Japan myself. So, hey, those who can't travel can travel out.
Well, I suppose if you could go to Japan, one of the first stops on your itinerary would be the Suicide Forest.
Oh, my gosh, of course. I'd go camping. Absolutely. I was so bummed out about that movie, too, but that was too bad. That was too bad.
So the forest wasn't good as far as the movie is concerned?
I don't usually like to bash on things, but it's less that the movie, it could have been great, but here's my speculation. If any movie that's really released worldwide or even nationwide in theories is pretty hacked up and censored out. So it really lacks that whole. It was just more of like, I can't wait to get out of here so I can get another hot dog.
Okay, yeah, if you're turning down a horror movie to go get a hot dog, we've got some problems.
Yeah, I know, that's not even real meat, but I'm like, put it in me, whatever.
Oh, there you go. Okay, yeah, that came out wrong, but okay.
Oh, no, that came out just right.
I knew I liked you for a reason, Rachel.
If you were to stroke the audience gently.
Yeah.
Oh, is James back?
Yeah,
he doesn't want anywhere.
He's lurking in the background as he tends to do.
I'm always in the background.
But anyway, Rachel, okay. So now, what's your take on, like, the classic kind of horror hosting? I mean, do you have a favorite horror host or maybe somebody you watched growing up?
You know, oh, my gosh, that's going to be really tough. I kind of want to go back to maybe Tales from the Crypt or something because I was never allowed to watch that. But I think by the time I turned, like, 7, my mother was like, all right, let's do this. So that scrawny motherfucker with that nice-ass hair, like, that's good. Like, how is it so silken? I definitely like him. And you know what? This one's probably a little different, too. But actually, what was the original dude, like that Chris Hansen motherfucker from Unsolved Mysteries? He was fabulous. That's not quite horror, but I love that it's supposedly real life. So that also kind of lured me not just into like horror, but also like kind of cryptozoology and ufology as well. So that was definitely a big, big starting point. I can't quite remember his name, though, but he always had that awesome hair. It was so awesome.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. I've got a picture in my mind. I just can't remember the name. But,
find him.
Mm-hmm. Well, the genre of the horror host is a purely American phenomenon. It's an American art form that goes all the way back to, like, 1953 when it first started with Myla Nurmi, a.k.a. Vampyra. Have you ever heard of her?
Absolutely, absolutely. That was definitely way too, that sounded like a total dick thing to say. That was definitely a little bit before my time. I think for me, because I was born in, I'm not going to say, but in the 90s, you're still getting a lot of the reruns from like the 80s show. So I think that's kind of how I fell into a lot of Unsolved Mysteries and Tales from the Crypt. But Vampire, you know, my mother, she always loved horror too as a kid, so she always talked about Vampire, and she got me the Elvira movies, I think, for like my 10th birthday or something. So yeah, totally. I'm on that. Yeah, let's get on that bandwagon. Let's ride Vampire.
Exactly. Well, Vampire, I mean, she actually incorporated a lot of aspects about goth and BDSM into her broadcasts. I mean, she was the first first horror host to employ lingerie like corsets and stockings, and a lot of the symbolism she used, like the long cigarette holders and things like that, were suggestive. And there was a lot of, you know, subversive BDSM imagery thrown in there that people didn't catch on to it until like 40 years later when they're looking at these old broadcasts and saying, oh, so that's what the whip is all about, or why she has the handcuffs in there. You know, it's like everybody got it, you know?
It's great when someone's always been kind of doing it above the crowd, too. That's fabulous. Looking back, they're like, oh, shit, she's been getting down for years. Like, I just now loosened up. Who knew? Who knew?
Like, oh, my God, I'm kinky. I didn't even know that.
Like, I had no idea. Oh, my God. My mommy issues are wonderful. That's fabulous.
Well, all right. Speaking of kink there, Rachel. So, I mean, you write in the horror genre and some of the more macabre genres. Are you planning on incorporating, like, any erotica into that, or?
I'm glad you asked that. I'm actually working on a series of short stories right now about some of my more awkward erotic moments, because I'm going to be honest with you. I had no shame in my early 20s, but I'm also not the most graceful and eloquent of people. So some shit went down. So I'm hoping it's going to be a little sexy, but mostly disgustingly hilarious.
Okay. I hope any chance you're going to be including pictures.
Probably not. I'm probably too poor in my 20s to afford a camera, but, you know, we could always do some anime pics to go in there, huh?
Well, that would work. Hey, like I said, I'm a big fan of anime. the horror genres, if you were giving me a story, what would your ideal story be?
Oh, man. I was brainstorming with someone recently, and that's a good question because I've always been like, you know, I don't really know where I go with this. And my friend Nicole, she brought up this awesome concept. What if it would be like a vigilante horror defending the rights of animals? Because then it could be an awesome horror. It could possibly be a comedy, but it's also incorporating like the crazy animal loves that like we share. So that would probably be something nuts, like amongst the lines of Black Sheep, but more like humans fighting for the rights. It would be gnarly and gross and funny all at the same time. I think that would be a lot of fun to do.
What, kind of like an Ace Ventura goes ape shit or something?
Oh my God, that would be fabulous. That is the perfect analogy. Yeah, like he's done. Like he's just done. He ruins it. He's like Batman now, but like a crazy Batman with a machete. Who knows? We don't know how he gets down yet. It's got to happen.
Yeah, I could see Jim Carrey playing that part so well.
That one, or we were maybe like focusing on someone more like Catwoman-esque, like, you know, sexy, because obviously sex sells, so like let's not be stupid here, but we're two chicks.
Well, yeah, how do you think we stayed on the air?
Yeah, I know. With our hostesses, that's how we stayed on the air for over 5 years. Speaking of which, we got to get some new girls, man. Brother James, get on that. We got to get some new talent, you know. We need some new skin here.
No, we need gals that show up. That's what we need.
What are you offering them?
Well, if you were in Omaha, I'm sorry? Well, it's like actually, Rachel, we did want to talk to you about a couple of things while we have you on the phone. We would like to kind of have you do a remote kind of correspondent thing. Refresh my memory, please. What city and state are you in, if you can tell that?
I actually live in Portland, Maine.
Okay, and Portland, Maine. Now, do you go to like many conventions or the cons or things like that?
We actually have the most amazing convention about 2 hours from here, give or take on traffic, and it's every October, and it's called Rock and Shock, and it's fabulous. It is up. I went last year. We got some really good ones that come because we're not far outside of Boston whatsoever, so we get the peacefulness with all the great, awesome shit that happens in the big cities as well.
Yeah, where in Omaha, all we get is the shit that happens in the city. You know, fuck peace, but...
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's great. Like, I can drive 2 hours into town, whatever.
Okay, well, then what we'd like to do, then, is we'd like to have you, serve as our correspondent. We, you know, like, when you go to these conventions, if you can, like, take a little video footage, maybe do a few interviews with some people, send it to us. We'll, you know, make you an official part of the show, and we'll incorporate it into our episodes, our YouTube, our Roku, and, it'll go on our blogs and things like that.
That would be pretty amazing. I could leave a snail trail all over the East Coast and you guys can watch. That would be fabulous.
Actually, that would be great. we'll get our friends from Binge Out to do a little promoting, and we'll get you in there. And you know, I'll get with you. I'll set up a time that me and you can talk, in private, and we'll have you get us some photos. We'll incorporate it. We'll do a blog piece on it. We'll have you back on for several podcasts like we're doing now. Yeah, we love to help people promote. I mean, that's what we're all about, unlike the other hack or the other whore host in Omaha who shall be known as the hack. She wouldn't basically piss on anyone if they were on fire.
Oh, man, I mean... That sucks.
Oh, yeah. He's a real douchebag. But,
I'm really good at spilling drinks on people and tripping them in, like, the most, like, convenient times. Like, no one's ever known I was doing a purpose. But they've known. They've known. My friends know. I'm so good at that. Oh, shit, you fell down the stairs, honey? I don't know how that happened.
I knew I liked you for a reason. Now, if you're cheeky, you'd be... If you're kinky, you'd be perfect.
I'll suck in that.
Weird. So now, Rachel, so what's all right? So what's coming up here? So what's coming up here for you as far as projects are concerned?
Huh? What was that? You broke out that time.
I said, I'm sorry. I said, what's coming up as far as projects are concerned? Have you had
for
any
me?
Big projects in the yes in the works right now?
Well, I actually, it's funny you keep mentioning Binge Out because I happen to be a writer for them. And that's pretty great. I have Movie Pilot. I also write for them. They recently put me on one of their perks programs and put me through some writing courses. So that's great because, you know, you can never really know too much. And, you know, I've been out of school so long that there's, like, little grammatical errors I make that I'm like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I can't help myself to catch it down. And then in the meantime, like I said, I've been compiling a list of awkward short sexual stories from my early 20s to kind of share with the world. Because, I mean, cocaine and diarrhea can happen to anyone.
Yes, and, you know, and that's, it's interesting that you should mention diarrhea. You know, helpful hint to, and this isn't anything that happened to me, but it did happen to a friend of mine. You know, ladies, take note. If you're going to engage in butt sex, don't drink too many Mai Tais. It doesn't tend to end well.
Don't frost him like a cake, ladies. Don't do that. Don't.
No, she didn't frost him like a cake. It was more like a brownie, if you get my meaning.
Conversation just took a dark turn, didn't it?
It's like, well, yes, we went there. But you're going to find out dealing with the Angry Brothers, we don't have any internal filters. Whatever, you know, it goes on between brain and mouth, there's nothing there to stop it. It pretty much just comes out. What you see is what you get.
Yeah, I think it's why I like writing, because it's the only time I have a filter. I'm like, oh, shit, I should probably take that out. No one needs to know about my mother's threesome. That's really inappropriate. This is a school report about my third grade summer. Like, stop this shit. So at least I can always look back at it. With my speak, I tend to put my foot in my mouth a lot and get in a lot of trouble. Maybe hawk a loogie on a manager's Cadillac. You know, shit happens. Shit happens.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, hey, power to the people. You know, it's like, believe me, I've had managers. I'd want to talk something on their Cadillac, too, you know.
Yeah.
But
you won't have a job.
Yeah. I know. It's funny how that works out that way, you know. You basically, you call your boss a cocksucker one time too often, and suddenly they have no sense of humor, you know.
Damn it. Like, I don't understand what his problem was. I was obviously just kidding. It was endearing. Who doesn't want their new Cadillac windshield?
Well, yes, motherfucking shithead asshole in my world is a term of endearment.
Hey, I love you, you loser. Why are you not dead yet? Oh, she loves
me. That's right. Well, you know, it's like my ex-girlfriend. She asked me what I was eating for breakfast. I meant to say nut and honey, but it came out as, you dirty, rotten bitch, you've ruined my life.
Nothing appears that nice big cup of shut the fuck up you missed this morning.
That's right. Yes, our friend at Binge Out said you were quite the little firecracker, and you know what? He was totally right.
Oh, my God, he's fabulous. They send me free movies. Like, hey, watch this. I'm like, you don't got to tell me twice.
I know. That's one thing I love about doing the horror host gig is I get so many indie films, and so many of them are really fantastic. I don't know if you've ever heard of an actress.
And I feel like all the reviews are always people that just only watch movies in the theaters. They're like, this movie sucked. Why? It was really low budget. Okay.
And
is that
what's
it?
Your point? Is that,
yeah, that's
like, what's your point?
That, and it's so stupid. I mean, you get the best storylines, the best scenes, the best everything comes from low budget, and I love it. B movies, they're the way to go.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we went and saw The Purge last night. I will recommend that film because it was very well done, you know, and it had a few political moments in it that, you know, when you actually sit down and look at it, you know, it's like, yeah, this shit's pretty good, you know, and
never seen anyone, but I want to see that one because of the blonde. What's her name? She played in Lost.
Yeah.
She's fabulous. She's
Elizabeth Elizabeth Morris, I think, is her name.
She's great. I want to see it just because she's in it this time.
Well, yeah, there's a great scene. Well, I won't give everything away, but there's a great scene where two girls dancing around get run over by a fucking van. It was just fantastic. These girls were being a couple of royal cunts through the whole movie. And then when they get run over by this van, the whole theater stood up and applauded. You know?
Can I tell you my favorite word on the planet is cunt?
Oh, really?
People get so mad about that, so I can't help it. Like, the teller, like, at the bank, like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Like, you have no money. I'm like, well, you don't have to be a cunt about it. Like, I love it. Everyone's taken back when you say the word cunt.
So if you watch The Sopranos, they would say, booyah. Well, what does booyah mean?
My I love that show. That's a good show. James Gandolfini.
Yeah,
he'll always be telling
me. I know,
it's like,
well, you know what? Do you feel cheated? I mean, you hung in there like I did for 7 years. What did we fucking get at the end of that? Onion rings, you know?
Journey?
Did we see Tony?
Journey and onion rings? Are you kidding me? No. No.
Yeah.
Well, I heard they were supposed to do a movie, and then he had his heart attack. So they're like, well, now we just raped our audience, and, like, no one's pissed about it. I'm still pissed about it. I'm glad you bring that up.
Well, yeah, James Gandolfini looked like, you know, Anton Yelchin. I was a big fan of his. I watched him in Odd Thomas, obviously Chekhov in Star Trek.
Oh, my God.
Terminator Salvation. And, you know, to die basically because your car slipped out of gear, you know, it's like, I want to ask Death, like, what the fuck, dude? Why don't you fucking take Kanye and the damn Kardashians? Why are you taking Anton Yelchin? Why did you take Prince? Why did you take Alan Rickman? Take the fucking Kardashians.
Yup. Bring Bowie back. Oh, my God. He's always going to be the Goblin King, you know?
Yeah, David Bowie, that's another one. I mean, he was one of the greatest musicians on this planet next to
Prince.
He
just loves Tim Curry, too. Come on.
Whoa. Back up. Tim Curry died? When did this happen?
I don't know. I'm a little wasted. Maybe it didn't happen, but it could have been a couple weeks ago.
Well, I know we lost Noelle Neal, the actress who played the Lois Lane in the original Superman, the 1958 TV series. Yeah, she passed away on Friday.
The first time.
She was 95 years old, man. What do you expect?
I don't know. A fucking handy at the end? Something like sayonara, it was great, goodbye.
It usually doesn't happen like that.
You're being a cunt, brother.
I'm being a cunt? Well, yeah, you knew I was a cunt.
You cunts. I recently made my sister a new cabinet because she got kicked out of her house and she's living here, and I couldn't help but engrave her name in it, and she came home to the beautiful word cunt.
Well,
I'm
okay,
sorry,
Rachel,
I spoke Katrina wrong.
Oh, well, okay. Rachel, we're in about 20 seconds. We're going to go off the air, but we're going to hang around for the after party for another 15 minutes. So I just wanted to throw that out. Our guest today has been the lovely Rachel Romanchik. Check her out on Binge Out and Movie Pilot. Great blogger, writer. So we're going to hang around for the after party and just kind of wrap here. That will go on when the show is archived here, so we've got about 15 more minutes. Are you there, Rachel?
I'm totally here.
Okay, great. All right. So basically here,
Tim Curry's dead.
Well, I know I saw something saying Mr. T was dead, but that turned out to be a hoax.
Oh, my God. I don't think that's probably the best news I've had all year, which, I mean, I've had some pretty shitty news, you know. Your fish died. Oh, I don't even want to live tomorrow. Like, this is pretty great. I'll drink to that. Great.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like I'm getting to the point here where I'm getting a little leery about looking at my Facebook because it's like, well, who died today, you know?
Well, Jesus, every damn thing, you got to double check for facts. Like, who's just sitting around and was like, let's pretend Tim Curry died. Like, get the fuck out. No, you didn't.
Well, I saw a hoax the other day that Jack Black had died. You know, everybody's saying, well, Jack Black is dead. You know, and I had to, you know, it's like Snopes is getting, I mean, I've got Snopes in my favorite list, so you got to get on the Snopes and check and see if this is a hoax or not.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad you brought up Snopes because, like, for years, the only, like, thing that's been in my favorites list is IMDb. I now have Snopes in there for that same reason, because every time I get really pissed off about something, I now have to fact check it, because 90% of what I see is stupid and false, and then I sound like an ignorant bimbo on the fucking internet preaching about some shit that I didn't check. Jesus Christ, here we go. Thank you, Snopes. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like, and speaking of IMDb, the Angry Brothers Omaha Chakarama, we just got listed on IMDb, so
oh
I hope
God,
you'll...
Congratulations!
Well, thank you. Yeah, it takes a lot to get a listing up there. I mean, I had to work at that for like 4 hours straight to get all that up there. But, you know, take a look at our IMDb page, and, you know, we need some more reviews here, but I'm going to be adding to it. I'm trying to get all the girls there.
There we go.
What was that, hun?
I'm going to leave one. I'm saying I had diarrhea there once. They weren't cool about it.
Yeah,
I promise I won't.
Like, okay. Well, all right. Well, whatever you got to do there, Rachel. But, yeah, definitely, we would love to have you as a correspondent for the show. And, you know, whenever you've got an event coming up, just let us know. Or if you think it's something we're going to like, let me know. And, you know, take some photos or some video, get it to us, and we will, you know, we'll basically get it on the show, on the blog. Everything we do goes out to YouTube. We've got like 50,000 plus hits on our YouTube site. You know, we send everything to Roku. We're on like 10 Roku channels, 7 public access networks across the country. We've got our YouTube channel, our Vimeo channel. Obviously, you know, our friend at Binge Out. I mean, he's going to vouch for us and everything that we've done.
Yeah. Our man at Binge Out. Woo!
Yes. Well, it's like one of these days I've got to get down to New Orleans or Mississippi, you know, that neck of the woods. And, you know, because I've heard so many great things about it. Like I said, we're about ready to pull up the show and move to Slidell, Louisiana.
Oh my God, I love the South. I have family down in Louisiana, Alabama, and it's gorgeous. It's ironic that I live in Maine though, but beautiful for vacation. But I guess I'm cold blooded. I need the cold.
See, I mean, living in I've spent enough winters in Omaha to realize I don't like this shit. You know.
Yeah, that's you know what? About over it at this point, but I don't know. I think every time I get into the hot weather, I just can't handle it anymore, and I start melting. But like I said, maybe I'm reptilian. Who knows? Crazy person. I bitch
well,
about
you know,
it being...
one of the... Oh, I was just going to say one of the nice things about, you know, summertime is, you know, as the temperature goes up, so does the hemlines, you know. And I'd rather walk around in a T-shirt than in shorts and be hot than be under 10 layers of clothes and can't move. Because it's too fucking cold.
I'm the opposite. I love having... No, that's not true. I would be lying if I said it in a little short hemline. Fuck that shit. Like, I want everyone to know how good my goddamn legs still look at my, like, third year at 25.
Well, I mean, I'm pushing 50. So, you know, it's like, when I die, I plan on leaving my body to science fiction. You know, it's like I want people to take a look at my, you know, when I go personally, I'm going to be buried with my arms sticking up, giving everyone the finger and a big sign on my tombstone that says, kiss this.
I want mine to say, she lived so much it killed her. Like, yeah, obviously. She's so deep. Uh-huh.
But, yeah, definitely, like I said, I've got your number here. So what I'll be doing is probably a little later today, I'll be giving you a call, and we can coordinate on a few things. But yeah, definitely, we would love to have you as a correspondent for the show. I mean, if you can rock a corset, you know, and some high-heeled boots and things like that. You know, we can have you, you know.
I will only wear high heels 8 inches or taller. I'm just going to throw
eight
that
inches?
Out.
If
eight
you,
inches
if,
or taller.
If you've got a pair of 8-inch high heels, I want to see a picture of
you.
Oh,
honey, I got several.
Ooh. Oh, God, a girl after my own heart, you know.
Just bring shoes.
What's that, hon?
I said just bring shoes. Got your heart, bring shoes.
Well, I'll send you a gift certificate for, I don't know, can you get hooker heels through Zappos?
I don't really know, but I know I've got a few off Amazon and discountstripper.com. Awesome website, by the way.
Okay, I'll have to take a look at that. You know, that's where we recruit a lot of our talent from is the local clubs.
Definitely take a look at that website then.
So it's discountstripper.com?
Discountstripper.com.
Sweet. You know, we'll throw a shout out to them on the show.
Hell yeah.
Hey, we'll take a sponsorship from anybody. I mean, you know, we've had several tattoo parlors. Well, we've had several tattoo parlors sponsor the show. We've had an adult bookstore sponsor the show. I mean, it's like, you know, if I could get Ashley Madison to cough up some money, I'd be proud to put their name on this show.
What was the other one? Seekingarrangement.com. There you go.
Yeah. Hey, I'll have to send an email to them.
Do it up. I would. They're on the rise.
Hey.
I'm not saying I have my eye on them, but I'm saying I have my third eye on them.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've heard Ashley Madison's going through a lot of crap. They want to get out of the. They want to become just a straight dating website. Like, we don't need another one of those on the internet.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try this website. Maybe the same 3 million people on it.
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, if you've been on any of the dating sites, it's like, why don't they just say what it is, you know? Broken, emotionally damaged people dating.com.
You know, I signed up for eHarmony when I was like 18, and they told me I was one of the rare percentage of people that could not be matched. And I'm like, well, the fuck do they know? Luckily, I found me, and I fucking shook this booty until I found myself a meal to provide me with fucking food and shelter. What'd they know? They know nothing.
That's right. Well, yeah, it's like last time I filled out a profile on eHarmony, it just said you're a freak, and that was the end of it.
You're like, nobody's going to love you. I'm like, oh, good. Call the suicide hotline next time.
Suicide hotline puts you on hold too much. Suicide hotline,
Jesus.
Hold, please.
There's many others in front of you. Oh, good.
Yes. It's like, please take the gun out of your mouth and push one to continue.
The next available associate will be able to answer your call. Oh, good. Maybe they can let me know about the refund policy.
Yeah, if it's anything like CenturyLink, I mean, you'll be waiting 20, 25 minutes, and then the operator will say hello and hear the gunshot, and that'll be the end of it. Hello, caller, I cannot hear you. I'm hanging up. Have a nice day.
I don't know what happened. I just hung up.
Thank you for choosing CenturyLink. Click.
Girl, I'm going to lunch.
Yeah, it's like, well, that's break. But anyway, Rachel, okay, they're going to cut us off here in about a minute or so, but it has been really great talking to you. And when I talk to our friend on Binge Out, I'm going to give you he's probably going to listen to this, so I wanted just to, you know, you've been an absolute doll.
Oh, thanks. Like, what kind of doll? Like, I hope, like, not like a shitty, like, American Girl doll that's, like, overpriced, but it's actually not really any fun because it's not, like, anatomically correct. Anyway, Haley, hey.
No. You've been, like, the $6,000 real doll, you know? If you've seen
that,
one
like,
of those, it's
Russia.
Like...
Like an awesome
well,
Russian
there you...
doll. I can do that.
There you go. Yeah, I've been thinking about getting one of those. I was going to bring that home to my girlfriend, sit her in a chair, and say, meet your fucking replacement.
Oh, she's so sweet. She didn't say anything. Yes. Oh, she's so sweet.
She sits here. She looks gorgeous. She's totally quiet.
She's
she doesn't spend
cook.
My money.
She didn't make
and
anything.
Fuck my friends. Well, she doesn't fuck my friends behind my back. You know? Or,
Homie
or
can
worse,
get down. You gotta, like, here's the one thing though, like, now that we've discussed this, you if you actually get one in the mail, can you please name it something like awesome, like Ethel or Gertrude?
What, you don't want me to name her Rachel?
That would actually be totally fine. My ego is never too big, if you need to know that about me.
Well, actually, there's a, if you want to see how the really expensive dolls are made, there was actually a little YouTube film that shows how they're made from start to finish. And I'm thinking, damn, the Yalta conference took less planning.
Oh, my God. That reminds me. Shit. I think it was Chuck Palahniuk's book, Haunted.
Yeah.
There's a pretty epic chapter in there about sex dolls, and it was just, it's fabulous. I don't want to give too much away, but if anyone's listening to this and reads this book and you puke, you're welcome.
All right. Well, they're going to cut us off, Rachel, so I'm going to let you go. But thank you so much for being on the show. And this will probably be up in about an hour's time. So, you know,
absolutely.
Just spread the word to your followers and on your media, and we'll get this going on ours, and we'll get you some damn good publicity here.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Until next time,
all
boys.
Right. All right, well, you take it easy, hon. I'll be calling you in a little while about the correspondence gig.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you have a great day, hon, and thanks so much for calling into the show.
Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye, babe.